The makers of Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum invite you to enjoy Life. Life with Luigi, a comedy show created by Cy Howard and starring that celebrated actor, Mr. J. Carroll Nash, with Alan Meade as the star. Friends, Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum is a typically American product that appeals to people of all ages and nationalities in all parts of our country. And the Wrigley people feel that Life with Luigi is a typically American radio program, a friendly, enjoyable show that sort of symbolizes the American spirit of tolerance and goodwill. So the makers of refreshing, delicious Wrigley's Spearmint Gum are glad to bring you Life with Luigi each week and have you join them in this pleasant half hour's entertainment. And now let's read Luigi's letter as he writes about his adventures in America to his Mama Basco in Italy.
Dear Mamma Mia, today I was to notice something very strange about all the people. Everybody was to look at sick with the lines in their faces. I thought that maybe it was the war or the atom Obama was wearing them. So I'm going to ask you. Now I know why everybody looks so tired and worn out. They all are just to come back from whatever case. There's a funny thing about the American. When he's on his vacation, he's never laid down on his vacation. Nope. He's a dance, a swim, a run around, a go fishing, boating, a horseback riding, a play golf, a tennis, a baseball. It's a good thing American has only got a 2 weeks of vacation. If he's got a 4, he's got a nervous breakdown. But another funny thing about the Americans. All the year, they work. Then one day, everybody just stop for work. And I guess to what they call it, Labor Day. Well, Mamma Mia, not to me. Come the Labor Day, I'm a work for twice as a hard. I was just figuring out all the new antiques I would need for my new fall stock. But after I'm a figure it out, and I'm a figure how much money I'm a got to buy it, I'm a spend the whole day polishing up on my old summer stock so it should look like my new fall stock. With me, the only thing that's the fall is in my bank account. And I'm afraid he's a faller so hard as no able to get up for no more. If only there was some way I could have got some extra money. Oh, excuse me, Mamma Mia, I see my countryman Pasquale. He's coming into my store and I'm going to finish this a little later.
Luigi, my friend. Hello, Luigi. Hello, hello.
Hello, Pasquale.
What's the matter, little cabbage, of course? You look so sad, dragging your nose between your ears.
But, Charlie, I'm worried very much about my business.
Your business?
Yeah, all over America, how business the people, they're stocking up goods for the new fall season. And I may have got no money to buy more antiques.
Luigi, that's a talker for the baby. Look at me. I own a spaghetti restaurant, right?
That's right.
Do you see me cooking 10,000 of meatballs and stocking them up into my salad?
Yeah, but it's a different with you, Pasquale. If you stock a meatballs into your salad, they get a stale and it tastes terrible.
So what? Do you ever hear the way my customers talk about my meatballs now?
Yeah, but you carry a little of everything, Pasquale. In my business, lady comes in, she asks if I'm got a colonial debt. Well, that's the sale if I'm a gotcha, but if I ain't, then if she's going to get the from a fella, that's the gotcha.
Oh, what a double talk. Luigi, don't have got me no ain't a gotcha, please.
Besides, there's a very easy way out of your troubles, huh?
You know what that is?
I was expecting that. You mean to marry your daughter?
There's no doubt about it. Between those sideburns, it is a brain. That's right. If you want to get a big stock, marry my daughter, Rosa.
But, Pasquale, that's no stock. That's a whole warehouse.
Luigi, you're a businessman. So look at it this way. When you marry a skinny girl, I feel like an investor in a small business. When you marry a girl like a roaster, I feel like a buying into General Motors.
Especially the trucking division.
All right, to be a wise guy, Mr. Dumbbell. But remember this, there's only a few ways a fella can get money in America. He can work harder for it. And you a bad example of that. Then there's a four other ways. The three is you can beg, borrow, or steal. Do you want to try one of those?
No.
Well, then you face it with the last alternative. You can marry a nicer girl with a big, fat bank account.
You mean a bigger, fatter girl with a nicer bank account?
That's a funny thing. And I'm going to say it to come out of different. What's the use of talking to you, Luigi? I'm washing my hands off of your face. So goodbye.
No, wait, Pasquale. Don't be mad. You know, I'm looking to you like a father.
Father can't be a father without a son-in-law to be married to a daughter. That's the husbandry.
Yeah, but then...
Luigi, my fellow boober.
Oh, hello, sister.
Hello, Pasquale.
Hello, Schultz.
What's the matter? Was you two having a fight?
If we was, we don't need no referee.
But I don't like it, Pasquale. When I see you two fight, well, it's like a B-29 is attacking a kite.
No, we're not the fighting, Schultz. I was asking a Pasquale advice, like from a father. But he says against the husband that he's going to be my father without a rose as a senator, so I'm going to be his daughter.
Ach, Luigi, are you for shimmers?
Come on with me. I stopped by on the way to night school. We are late.
Oh, is it late already? Yeah. I'm going to forget all about the time.
Go, Luigi. Go ahead. Get advice from your classmates. They all are so smart, they're still in a two-way.
Yeah, but please, Pasquale.
Don't please me now, please, Pasquale. Maybe Mr. Delicatessen, the man here, can show you how to make extra money. Stuffing a bologna or pouring a whiskey down the herring's throat. They should get pickled. If they're going to help you, Luigi, then I'm a monkey's uncle.
Listen, you spaghetti salesman. Don't brag. A monkey wouldn't have you for a relative.
Who's the talking? The whole neighborhood is talking about how you hoarding potato salad.
Stop the line. Now you take that.
Please, wait. Enough fight. Pasquale, thank you for your help. Come on, sir. We go to night school.
All right, Luigi. Goodbye, meatball maker.
Goodbye, pickle pusher.
Hey, Shusia, you think there may be somebody in the class that's going to help me out to make some extra money so I'm not going to buy smaller stock?
No. Sure, Luigi, I'm positive. And smile, Luigi.
All right,
sir. That's right, be like me. Always happy, always laughing.
My rheumatism is killing me.
All right, class, quiet, please. Now I'll call the roll. Mr. Basco?
Present.
Mr. Harwin?
Present.
Mr. Olson?
Present.
Mr. Schultz?
Stop. This is how I get off.
Thank you, fellow boobies. You know, a smile is like an umbrella on a rainy, rainy day. And the way umbrellas are going up in price, it's cheaper to carry a smile.
Very good, Mr. Schultz. That was an excellent example of humor, philosophy, and economics. Now, suppose we find out how well you can do in arithmetic.
Miss Spalding, this knee, Dr. Gorschbach.
Well, then, spelling?
That's another Gorschbach.
History?
Kimball, today I'm just full of bruises.
I thought so. Well, then, let's continue our lesson for today in quiet...
Miss Spalding.
Oh, yes, Mr. Olson.
And Miss Spalding, if you wish, I would be very happy to go into any of the subjects you have mentioned. I could go into arithmetic and dwell upon the various tables, multiplication, division, subtraction, and addition. Or I could go into spelling and dwell upon the various rules. Or I could go into history and dwell upon Washington's inaugural, Lincoln's assassination, or anything else, up to the last war and the defeat of the German general.
Woodson, why don't you go into a deep freeze and just dwell there for a few months?
Flash, please, you will have no more interruptions. Now we'll devote the rest of our time to some arithmetic problems.
Miss Spaulding.
Mr. Basso, do you have a problem?
Yes, sir. How am I going to make some extra money to buy antiques for the fall season?
Mr. Basso, that is not a problem.
I'm sorry, Miss Spaulding, but I must disagree with you. That is a problem. A businessman must constantly refresh his stock, otherwise he can't exist.
Luigi, I got an idea. Maybe you could get a job as a salesman.
Yeah, sure, that's right. We got to find a part-time salesman job where no experience is necessary, and you need only a little or no money to start.
Wait, I got it. Luigi, you're going to sell ice cream, huh?
Oh, gee, that was a good idea.
Yeah,
everyone needs ice cream.
Yeah, and the weather is still hot enough.
Sure, and Luigi, you don't have to give up your business. Sunday when you close, you go to the ice cream factory, buy as much as you have money for, and you're in business.
That's a wonderful idea, Mr. Horowitz. You don't need any experience, and on Sunday, everybody's out on the street.
Yeah. You could make it a clean-up, Luigi. You just have to holler, ice cream. Can you do that?
Sure. Ice cream. Ice cream. Here you want to get the red hot ice cream.
Yeah, but wait. I'm going to get a truck to carry the ice cream.
Yeah, that's right.
Luigi, I will solve that for you. You can use my horse and wagon. It's Sunday and my milk company won't even know it's out of the garage. And you can even use the ice. You will be selling grade A ice cream.
Oh, you got a big heart, but you make very small show. Oh, friends, are you wonderful? I don't know how I can thank you.
Well, I do, and vanilla is my favorite flavor.
Luigi, I hope you make a big success.
Well, thanks to Horowitz. Who knows? Maybe I'm going to sell all of my ice cream in 1 hour. Then I'm going to go back and I get them more. Then I sell it back and I go back and I get it some more.
Yeah, or then you have to get extra trucks and hire people to work for you.
And you get so big, you'll give up your antique shop.
Oh, no. I'm going to never do that. No matter how big my ice cream business gets, I'm still going to have my antique shop.
Ach, I can just see it now when Luigi combines both businesses. It's going to be Luigi Basso's Antiques and Ice Cream. And for a trademark, he'll have a picture of Paul Revere lugging a Bob Diddy.
Before we return to life with Luigi, we'd like to mention that Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum is an ideal family treat to have in your home. Just about everyone enjoys a refreshing stick of Wrigley's Spearmint, and you can pass it around freely. It's wholesome and healthful, it won't interfere with mealtime appetites, and it's inexpensive, too. Gives lots of long-lasting enjoyment for very little cost. So when you're doing your family shopping, be sure to include a few packages of delicious Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum. The folks at your house will appreciate it. They really will. And now let's turn to page 2 of Luigi Basso's letter to his mother in Italy.
So, Mamma mia, my classes have given me a good idea how to make extra money to buy fall stock. Sell ice cream. Orson is went with me to the milk company and they gave me the horse and the wagon. He's introduced me to the horse, and we get along fine. I'm going to go to the ice cream factory and spend $25 for ice cream. That was very nice to me there. They give me 4 cans of ice cream with 4 different flavors. Vanilla, chocolate, and strawberry. And a new flavor I've never even heard of. Sherbet.
This is sure bet I'm going to like it, but I'm going to get the heart to return. Because I'm going to sell lots of cans in the factory, and if I tell them that somebody's a spill of water in the ice cream, they're going to go out of business. Anyway, I'm going to drove out of the factory. It was a beautiful Sunday morning. And your son, Louise, is a beginner's a new business. Well, an ice cream.
Ice cream. Ice cream. Getting a nice, fresh, cold, delicious ice cream is good for you. Don't believe me. Ask your doctor. Is it good for you? Ice cream. All the kind of flavors. Vanilla, chocolate, strawberry. And for half a price, it's your best. Ice cream. Strawberry ice cream. If you got a real strawberries across to my heart, I'm going to like real strawberries, big like your thumb. Ice cream. Don't nobody want ice cream. Mama, in 2 hours, I'm in the streets. So far, there's only 3 ice creams sold. 1 to me and 2 to the horse. Come on, no more for you. You get the money, I'm going to give you more. All right. I'll give you more. It's hard to refuse a horse. He's an honest kind of business. All right, the 3 scoops, vanilla, chocolate, and the strawberry. Here you are. And that's the last one for you, Annabella. You hear me? Mamma mia, the way that horse eats is the one that the milk company makes any money. Ice cream. Somebody please buy ice cream. Is it got a real strawberry? Honest, each one as big as your fist. All right, Annabella, don't look at me like that. I'm going to say something so the people should buy it.
Hey, mister.
Yes, what the flavor you want, mister?
Can I have a dime for a cup of coffee?
You want the coffee?
Yes.
Don't nobody in this neighborhood want ice cream?
Look, bud. I would appreciate the time. I'm no tramp. I'm just weak from hunger. Weak, you know? Uh-huh. Hunger, you see? I'm down on my luck. You could sure use a dime.
Oh, you poor man. Here's the 2 dimes. Buy 2 cups of coffee.
Thanks. Hello, sir. You'll be rewarded.
That's all right. Yeah, sure, that's all right. Goodbye. Poor fellow, look at him. He's so weak from not eating, he's made a mistake and walk into a saloon instead of a restaurant. Well, I'm about to try to sell him more ice cream. Come on, giddy up, Annabella. Giddy up. Ice cream. Mama mia, maybe just when I'm going to business, everybody is on ice cream side. Ice cream. Oh. Hey, little boy.
Yeah?
Maybe you like some nice, delicious, good ice cream.
Oh, sure.
Oh, that's wonderful. Little boy, you just saved my life.
What? Hey, Robin, Mitchell, come here. Here's some ice cream.
Oh, come on. Call out the little baby and the little boy.
Okay. Hey, sir, come here. Ice cream.
Oh, that's wonderful. That's wonderful. What a flavor you want, the chocolate, the vanilla, or strawberry?
You got tutti frutti.
Tutti what?
Tutti frutti.
Is it something like a sherbet?
No, it's got fruit in it.
Like strawberry.
Oh, this is some agassi. You want one bowl or 2?
2.
Good.
Everybody's going to get the soup. All right, then. Here you are.
Gee, thanks.
And as for you, kind of for you, little fella. And you too, huh? And you over there. He's good, huh? All of these kids, are your friends, the little boy?
No. Ronald's my sister, and Mitchell's my little brother. And today's Mickey's birthday. He's 4 years old.
What? Well, how do you like it, Esther? That's a good thing you all got ice cream. I eat the ice cream with you. And I even give my host, Annabella. She's a helper, Mitchie, celebrate his birthday. Come on, come on, kids. Come on, everybody. We all sing a happy birthday to this big bambino, Mitchie.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, love for you. Happy birthday, dear Mitchie. Happy birthday to you.
Oh, that's so nice. That's so nice. That's good. Well, now I'm going to figure out everything. Let me see. That's the one. That was a 2, 3, 4, and a 5. And then there's a 6. There comes a 10. And it was an 18. 18 children with a double ice cream cone. Now, who's going to pay for all of this?
Hey.
Sure, ice cream is a cost of money. Everybody knows that.
We don't have any money.
Oh, you don't? What?
You asked me if I wanted some ice cream, so I said sure.
Mamma mia.
Don't tell my mama, baby. I know we ate ice cream.
Oh, I'm so bad.
We ate ice cream.
All right, then. Stop, everybody. Lisa, don't cry. I'm going to like to see little bambini cry. Besides, we all had a good time, so I'm going to pray for everybody. Here to meet you, another corner for your birthday. Giddy up, Annabella, party's over.
Goodbye, children. Goodbye.
Hey, you got any ice cream?
Huh?
Ice cream? I'm not got nothing. Come on, get up, Annabella. We're not taking any more chances with the kids today. Ice cream. All day long while I'm a soldier, it's $3 a week. Unless the President of Truman is asking me for special government order, I'm going to see how I'm going to make a profit of that. Or maybe I'm going to sell some of this beautiful apartment. Oh, it's nice and easy. Come on, money. Look at that crowd. Must have been 10,000 people at that concert. If I can only sell it just the one ice cream, then everybody's going to get jealous and I'm going to sell out everything. I'm going to climb. I'm going to climb up here in the back of behind the bench. Ice cream. Timothy, you want a nice to cool ice cream on this hot afternoon?
What? For goodness sake, you quiet.
I'm sorry. Hey, lady. Hey, lady, maybe you do me a favor and buy ice cream. Is it go finer with the music?
I can't just be quiet.
Ice cream, money. Ice cream. Please, buy ice cream.
Hey, you selling ice cream?
Yeah, sure. Sure, officer. You want I'm sure to give you some?
No, but I want to give you something. Come on, bud.
What's the charge, officer?
Your Honor, I found this man peddling ice cream without a license.
Yeah, but that's not all that's on a ticket, Judge. You just said peddling without a food handler's permit, disturbing a peace, walking on a grass, stealing a horse in a wagon, and a property damage.
Property damage? What was that?
The horse ate the policeman's hat. You see, Judge, Your Honor, I'm holding nothing back. I'm telling everything.
That's because someday I'm going to be a citizen. And I'm the one to keep the director clean.
Your Honor, may I say something?
And what is it, officer?
Charges aren't as serious as they appear. This man just wanted to make a little extra money. He borrowed the horse and wagon from a friend. As for my hat, it was an old one anyway. And as long as the horse coughed up the bag, it's okay.
Well, under those circumstances, I'll make this as light a sentence as possible. $10 or 10 days.
Oh, thank you, Judge, for such a light sentence. But I'm afraid it's not just so good. I'm only got a $3.
Oh. Well, I hate to send you to jail, Mr. Basco. Can you borrow this money from a friend?
Oh, sure, Judge. Can I ask my friend, Pasquale?
Oh, certainly.
Hey, Pasquale. Pasquale, will you lend him $7?
It's a pleasure, Luigi. Judge, that's to my best friend. I'm lending him the money. And I want a condition.
What condition is that?
I call in the condition. Rosa! 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 Yes, my little bail bond. Rosa, say hello to Luigi.
Hello, Rosa.
Well, Luigi, what do you say, my son?
Judge, which way is it to jail?
Mr. Basco, you've been peddling ice cream all day. Didn't you sell $10 worth of ice cream?
What do you see? You see, Judge, maybe I would have had more money, but I'm going to give it to him. Put a man, $2 for coffee. Then there's some little children that was celebrating a boy's birthday. And they all took ice cream. And we got such a nice party. Lots of fun. And we're singing it. But they only little bambini. And they got no money to pay for the ice cream. What am I going to do? Was the little children.
Well, we need $7. Hey, I've been sitting here all day and I feel like some refreshment. How about an ice cream cone?
I'm a sorry, Judge. I don't have a license.
That's all right. How about you, officer?
I get it, Judge. I'll take $1's worth.
That's so wonderful. What a flavor you want, the vanilla?
Bailey's?
Stand for me.
Good. Everybody in the court will have some. $7 worth.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Case dismissed. Recess declared while we all go out for some ice cream.
So, Mamma Mia, this letter shows you once more what a wonderful country is America. Where a little fella like me gets arrested and ends up sitting on a sidewalk eating ice cream with a judge. Which it goes to show in America, they not only examine a ticket, they examine a person. But it was a lucky thing I was a harvester buster. It was the judge's favorite. You loving a son of Luigi Basco, little immigrant.
Folks, the makers of Wrigley's Spin and Chewing Gum hope you enjoyed tonight's episode of Life with Luigi, and they'd like to remind you that Wrigley's Spin and Gum is not only good, but also good for you. For instance, when you're working under pressure or you're feeling tense or upset, chewing on a good piece of gum gives you a natural, pleasant outlet for some of that tension. You enjoy the smooth, easy chewing, and you enjoy the refreshing flavor of Wrigley Spearmint, too. So always keep a package of delicious Wrigley Spearmint chewing gum handy. Remember, it's a treat that's not only good, but also good for you. The makers of Wrigley Spearmint gum invite you to listen next week at this time when Luigi Basco writes another letter to his Mama Basco in Italy. Life with Luigi is produced and directed by Cy Howard. Mac Benoff writes the script with Lou Dunham. J. Carol Nash is starred as Luigi Basco, with Alan Reed as Pasquale, Hans Conried as Schultz, Jody Gilbert as Rosa, Mary Shipp as Miss Spalding, Joe Forte as Horowitz, and Ken Peters as Olsen. Music directed by Lud Russell. Bob Stevenson speaking. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.